Chapter 10. Amelia and Becky go to war. George was sure that his father would soon forgive him. And if not, bah, the world was before him. His luck at cards would change, and £2,000 was a lot of money. He took rooms in the best hotel for himself and Amelia. He sent her to buy new clothes for their visit to Brussels. Everyone seemed to be getting ready for a fashionable holiday. War? What war? The newspapers laughed at Bonaparte. The great Duke of Wellington would destroy him in no time. Crowds of people waved as the regiment left London and sailed to Belgium. The brave Jos agreed to take Amelia across to Belgium. Brussels was a wonderful old city, full of life. Amelia was as happy as any new wife, for about 2 weeks. England's richest and most fashionable people were in Brussels. In London, they would only speak to each other. But in Brussels, they were friendly with everyone. George loved to mix with lords and ladies. He was very pleased to fetch drinks for Lady Bareacres and her daughter, Lady Blanche. He invited them to dinner at a restaurant the next day. He was wild with happiness when they accepted. "He won't bring his wife, will he?" said Blanche Bareacres to her mother. Lady Blanche had danced the waltz with George the night before. "The men are all right, but they're women."
"Don't worry, my dear Blanche," said Lady Bareacres. "We won't speak to them in England."
"I hear his wife is very pretty," said Lord Bareacres.
These great people ate George's dinner and cut his wife out of the conversation. Captain Dobbin thought they were the rudest people he had ever met. The next day, Rawdon's regiment rode into town. Amelia's heart fell at the sight of Becky. When she compared herself to Becky, Amelia felt like ordinary metal next to gold. Her husband was falling in love with Becky, and Amelia knew it. Suddenly, the old city was less beautiful. Becky was on a fine little Arab horse. She rode next to General Tufto, who led Rawdon's regiment. She smiled at Amelia and lifted her little hand sweetly to George. She didn't look at Dobbin. Rawdon rode over and shook hands with George. He invited everyone to their rooms at the Hotel du Parc that evening. Over the next few days, George was always welcome at the Hotel du Parc. Amelia did not always join her husband. Amelia was carrying their baby, and she sometimes felt unwell. George thought she was cold to Mrs. Crawley and was cross with her. "Your wife thinks you are paying me too much attention," said Becky.
"Pah," said George, "we are just friends."
"Perhaps we are a little too friendly," answered Becky. "But I hope you will dine with us this evening." George accepted the invitation, although Amelia was not well again and had stayed at home. Vanity Fair is full of fools like George. He lost money to the husband and believed that the wife was dying of love for him. The next week there was a dance. Everyone in Brussels wanted to go. Lord Bareacres invited Captain Osborne and his wife in return for the dinner. Dobbin was a friend of a general and received a ticket. The Crawleys were invited by General Tufto. George found a seat for his unhappy wife and left her there. Poor Amelia did not know anyone except Dobbin. She was lost in the crowds of Vanity Fair. The Crawleys arrived late. Becky was a sensation. Her dress was perfect, her smile was beautiful, and she carried some beautiful flowers. She knew several of the gentlemen already, and they all wanted to dance with her. She said no to them all and went at once to sit by her friend Amelia. She did not like Amelia's dress or her hair and told her so. She said it was a wonderful dance, and there were only a few nobodies in the room. Then she moved on to the subject of George.
You must stop him gambling, my dear. He and Rawdon play at cards every night, and Rawdon will win every last penny from him.
George came back to his wife now that Becky was there.
Ah, there you are, said Becky. Why have you left poor Amelia? She is sitting here crying. Are you ready to dance?
Becky put down her flowers next to Amelia and ran off with George. They danced twice, or was it three times? Rawdon came and spoke to Amelia, but he wasn't very good at conversation. Dobbin brought her a drink and sat next to her, but he couldn't make her smile. George finally returned for Becky's flowers. He went away again without a word to his wife. Becky and Rawdon were ready to leave, and George gave Becky her flowers. There, among the flowers, he put a note. Becky saw it at once and hid it in her glove. Amelia saw her husband's face when he looked at Becky. She called Dobbin.
Take me home, she said. I am not well.
George did not follow them home. He wanted more excitement and went to play cards. He drank many glasses of wine. He was laughing wildly when Dobbin found him.
Come, George, Dobbin said in his ear. Come home. We are going to war in 3 hours.
George walked quickly back to his rooms. The thought of battle cleared his head. He was ashamed of himself. Would he ever see his young wife again? Would he ever see their child? Why was he so wild and selfish? He thought of his poor father and sat down and wrote to him. He closed the letter and then kissed it. He looked at his wife as she slept. He took her hand and she put her arms around him.
I am awake, George, she cried.
At that moment, the whole town awoke as the soldiers were called to war.